morning, Yvette.
Nick. Good morning, Hilda. Just in time for your kipper.
Oh, lovely. It smells delicious. You know, you really do cook kippers to perfection, Yvette.
Thank you, Hilda.
Yes. If I were asked to define the one thing that you excel at in the kitchen, I'd say kippers.
Thank you.
You have this gift of cooking them not too little and not too much. Mm-hmm. Keeping them soft and moist, yet somehow adding to the flavor. Come on, dear, now, how do you do it?
Well, I drop the plastic packet in a pan of boiling water.
Yes, well, you do it beautifully, Badly. Probably the way you hold your feet.
Is Mother still asleep?
I hardly think so, dear.
What do you mean?
She's snoring her head off.
Well, she must be asleep.
She couldn't possibly sleep through that, Morris.
Yes, I must admit it is rather vibrant.
Vibrant? Do you know, at one point in the night, I'm sure I heard poor Milton fall off his perch.
Really, Hilda, as long as I can remember, Mother's been a heavy snorer.
Yes, well, obviously that's where you get it from, dear.
I beg your pardon, Hilda?
I said it's obviously hereditary, snoring. That's why you snore so loudly, because of your mother.
I do not snore, Hilda.
Oh, you do, dear, in B flat. I've told you before, Miss Adney, as soon as you roll onto your back, it's like the Bishop Rock foghorn. When you leave your bedroom window open, I bet there are a dozen ships taking refuge in Yarmouth Harbour.
Hilda, how can you be so cruel?
It's only a joke, dear.
Well, I don't think it's funny. How would you like me to tease you about your gurgling stomach?
My what, dear?
You know what I mean. Your gurgling stomach. At the first sight of hunger, it's gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
That's a perfectly normal bodily function.
Oh, come off it, Hilda Brackett. I've known times when it's been like sitting in Jacques Cousteau's bathroom.
I never thought I'd hear you say such hurtful things, Yvette.
Yes, well, you keep off my snoring and I'll leave your stomach alone.
Now, then, you shouldn't be bickering. You should be rejoicing.
Rejoicing, Hilda?
Well, don't forget, your mother's going home tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, that's something to look forward to.
You know, it seems like she's been here a fortnight.
It is a fortnight, dear.
Well, a long fortnight.
Yes. Isn't it strange how some fortnights last a month? Anyway, we'll be sending her off in style tonight with our Scottish evening, organized by yours truly, Hilda McBurkett.
That reminds me, dear. Constable Ballsover phoned.
Oh, good.
For his contribution this evening, he intends to sing a duet.
Oh, dear.
That's what I thought.
Well, as long as he sings it on his own.
He wants to sing it with you, Hilda.
Oh, Darcy, I'm flattered.
McBracket and Ballsover in human harmony.
Yes, well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it and hope he falls off.
Good morning, Hilda. Morning, Mona.
Morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Mother, and I do wish you would stop calling me Mona.
You say that every time, Mona.
I know, because my name is Evadne.
You were christened Mona.
Well, I've unchristened it.
I refuse to call you Evadne. Think of your Scots heritage, Mona.
Oh, go and burn your sporran, Mother.
I do feel that family gatherings bring out the best in people.
Incidentally, Mona, you kept me awake all night with your snoring.
I do not snore.
Of course you don't, dear.
Thank you, Hilda. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some work to do in the garden.
Certainly, dear, but don't fall asleep or you'll frighten the birds.
Oh. I do wish you wasn't so quarrelsome. After all, I do have to go home tomorrow.
Good.
What's that, dear?
I said good. I'm glad you enjoyed your visit.
Oh, I did indeed.
And we have a going-away surprise for you, Maureen.
It's not a large bottle of whiskey, is it?
No. We have organized the Scots evening at the village hall in your honor.
Oh, what a thoughtful gesture.
Oh, yes. We intend to send you off in style, Maureen. Everyone has pitched in, as it were. In fact, dear old Maud has even made a haggis. Yes, I must ask her where our dishcloth went to. Oh, see that, me. I was just telling Maureen about Maud's haggis.
Fascinating.
Of course, to be traditional, it should be piped into the hall.
Well, I'm afraid it won't be piped. The best thing we can do is have it tromboned. Sexton Threadle, you see, he wants to do something Scottish with his trombone.
You could try tossing it in the river. Anyway, I just popped in to say that Constable Bolesover is heading this way.
Now, I hope you haven't been doing anything naughty, Mona.
Oh, Mother.
It'll be about the duet, I'm afraid. You haven't met our village bobby, have you, Maureen?
No, I haven't.
The one-man flying squad.
Oh, he's on his bicycle, is he?
Yes, yes.
Dear George, such a dedicated man. Do you know, Maureen, in the course of duty, he mixes with the criminal fraternity for 5 hours every night in the Red Lion. Such devotion.
Come in, George. It's open.
Morning, Hilda. Morning, Evadne.
Morning, George.
Morning, George. May I introduce you to Maureen?
Oh, hello. This your sister, Evadne?
You know very well it's my mother.
Oh, it is hard to believe someone who looks so young could be your mother.
Oh, what a nice man. Oh, thank you, George.
Pleased to meet you, my dear. I'm a member of the constabulary, you know.
Yes, I rather think your helmet gave her a little tease, George.
However, I'm not here on criminal business.
I should hope not.
It's about the duet, Hilda.
I thought you said you weren't here on criminal business.
Well, Hilda, would it be convenient for us to have a quick rehearsal now?
Of course it is.
He was asking me there. And I'm afraid, George, I'm hopeless if I haven't any music to follow. And you haven't any music, have you?
Yes.
Oh.
In this saddlebag, I'll go and fetch it. Be back in a jiffy.
What a charming man. And so well built. You know, muscular. So very masculine, in a masculine sort of way.
I think we've got the picture, Maureen. I expect it's the uniform. He does wear his helmet at a very rakish angle.
Though the effect is rather spoilt by his carpet slippers.
Yeah. He wears his corns with pride, dear.
You know, suddenly I'm rather saddened I'm leaving the village tomorrow.
I wonder why.
Here we are, Hilda. A bit dog-eared and tattered, I'm afraid.
I thought you were looking rather smart.
No, here's the music.
Let me see. The Bonnie Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond. Very appropriate.
Ah, but if I'd known Maureen was such an attractive lady, I'd have brought Will Ye No Come Back Again.
Oh, George, you flatter.
Does it make you sick?
Well, come on, Evadne, hitch up your kilt and let's try the chorus.
Oh, you take the Irish.
I think we'll have to change carriage ways, George. Then they come us out again, dear. I'll have to...
Take the low road and I'll be in Scotland for you.
For me and my fool love will ever once again.
On the bonny,
bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Very good, George. I didn't know you knew a shortcut.
There is more, you know, Hilda.
No, it's quite long enough, George.
What a manly voice you have, George.
Oh, thank you, my dear.
I do like a man with a manly voice. Have you thought of having lessons, George?
No, he's far too busy with an allotment.
You know, Maureen, it's a shame you're going home tomorrow.
Just what I was thinking, George.
You see, it's my birthday next week, and I'm having a little party on Saturday.
Oh?
Would have been very nice if you could have graced it with your presence.
Well, come to think of it, I don't really have to go home tomorrow, do I?
Oh, we'll be But you do, doesn't she?
Yes, me.
Yes, of course she does. You do, Mother.
But why?
Well, because
exactly why?
Well, because your train goes tomorrow, Mother.
Ah, but surely there'll be another train next week.
Well, we don't know for certain, do we? I mean, there's all this talk about closing the station.
Well, that was 20 years ago, Hilda.
Yes, but they're still talking. And I wish you wouldn't.
You're not trying to get rid of me, are you?
Oh, goodness me, not at all. Not then. That's the last thing we want to do, isn't it, Evadne? Isn't it, Evadne?
Yes, Hilda.
Well, that's settled then. I'll stay another week.
Oh, splendid. Isn't that good news, Hilda?
Yes. Wonderful, yes. We were going to suggest it ourselves, but George put his foot... beat us to it.
Hilda, will you come into the kitchen with me and help me make a pot of tea?
Can't you manage on your own, dear?
No, you know how frightened I am of the electric kettle.
I didn't know that, dear.
Well, I am, and you must help me.
Are you all right, Evadne? You sure you're all right? Your left eye is twitching.
Hilda, will you come into the kitchen with me?
What? Oh, yes. Oh, come on, Hilda. Yes. Please excuse us. I'm going to help Evadne make a pot of tea.
Well, no tea for me, Hilda. I must be on my way.
No. You stay and talk to Mother.
Yes. You stay and talk to Maureen.
Yes. You stay and talk to me, Tom.
Right, then I'll stay and talk to you, Maureen.
Now, what shall we all talk about? Hilda, in the kitchen. Oh, yes, the kettle. Right. Well, we won't be long. So, you can start talking now.
Hilda, what are we going to do?
Put the kettle on.
About Mother, Hilda. I'm warning you, if she doesn't go, I will.
Well, you do present me with some awkward decisions.
Oh, Hilda, be serious.
Very well, then. Let's think about it.
It's all George's fault. Mother's like this with anyone in uniform.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Wasn't there something about a bus conductor in Glasgow?
Yes, and a traffic warden in Aberdeen.
I thought that was you, dear.
Hilda. Look, the problem is how to get rid of her. Now, this calls for a Sherlock Holmes plot.
You're not going to drown her, are you, dear?
No. I have an idea, you see. One of us will phone from the village phone box and pretend to be a friend of Mother's housekeeper.
Excellent. And what does this friend of your mother's housekeeper say?
You'll think of something, Hilda. Off you go.
Just a moment, dear. Why don't you go?
Mother will recognize my voice straight away. Your voice is different on the phone. It's so rough. And you're a better actress than I am.
Yes. You've been looking at my press cuttings, haven't you, dear?
Anyway, dear, go out of the back door and think of something that will make Mother want to go home.
Leave it to me. I tell you, I'll put a handkerchief over the phone like they do in the films. Mm.
Anything, Hilda. And good luck. I'll go back to Mother and George.
Ah, there you are, Mona. I must say that George is a most interesting gentleman.
Oh, thank you, Maureen.
I really am looking forward to his birthday party next week.
Lovely.
Now then, Mona, where's that pot of tea?
What tea?
The tea that you and Hilda went in the kitchen to make.
Oh, that tea. Well, she's run out. We run out of tea. Hilda's gone to fetch some from the shop.
Oh, well, afraid I can't wait. Duty calls. I have one or two things to look into.
Like a pint glass?
Yeah. No. Official police business. I'll see you this evening, ladies.
Are you going back to the police station, George?
Oh, I am indeed, my dear.
Well, I wouldn't mind a stroll to the village.
Oh, no, Mother. No, you can't. You mustn't.
Why ever not, Mona?
It's raining.
It isn't raining.
No, the sun is shining. And that's a bad sign. It means the phone might ring. The sun might shine. I mean, the rain might... I wonder who that can be. Hello, Sefton 295? Who? Oh, yes, she's here. It's for you, Mother.
Well, I'll be off, ladies. See you later at the concert, Maureen.
Most certainly, George.
I'll see myself out.
It's someone with a Scottish accent, Mother.
Oh. Hello?
Oh, hello. Maureen.
Who's that speaking?
I'm a friend of old Mrs. McDougall, and me.
Well, I don't know an old Mrs. McDougall.
Uh, Well, who's the old lady you do know then, Monday?
Well, there's old Mrs. McTavish.
Aye, that, she just told me.
But she died last year.
Oh, jings, no. No, the other one, that guy.
You mean old Mrs. McDonald?
Aye, that's the one, you know. And you was a bit something or other.
Could you please speak up? It's a bad line. It sounds as though you're talking through a handkerchief.
Aye, well, it's probably the mist in the mountains, you see. But no, the thing is, Maureen, Mrs. McDonald has asked me to tell you to come home as quickly as possible.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, well, Jings, it's a terrible news. Prepare yourself for a wee shock, dear. It's all over the village, you see. It's like this.
Hello? Hello? Oh, dear. Look, are you there?
Oh, dear. What's the matter, Mother?
Oh, something terrible. I don't know what it is, but something dreadful's happened in the village. I shall have to take the fast train tomorrow.
Oh, dear, do you have to? The first one's 6:15.
Sorry to bother you again, but I left my bicycle clips.
Oh, George, I'll not be able to come to your party next week. I've just received bad news from home.
Yes, well, George doesn't want to be bothered about that, Mother. Here you are, George. They were in the chair.
Oh, thank you, Evadne. I just had a funny experience.
So have we, George.
Could have sworn I saw Hilda in a phone box down the line.
Yes, well, goodbye, George.
Are you sure, George?
Well, looked very much like her.
Yes, well, it may have been her. You see, she cleans it out once a week.
I didn't know that.
No, not a lot of people do. She only started recently. These boxes get so filthy, you know.
Oh, I do know, Evadne. It was only yesterday I caught one of the village kids putting boot polish on the earpiece.
Yes, well, goodbye again, George.
Oh, yes, well, I'll see you later.
Yes. I'm terribly worried, Mona. I wonder what the trouble could be.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much. Just go home and find out. Ah, Hilda, did you get a packet of tea?
Pardon me?
Tea? The tea you went to the shop for?
Oh, that tea? Yes.
Of course I did. Hilda, Mother's got some terrible news for us.
Oh, you prefer coffee.
I shall have to return home as originally planned. You see, Hilda...
Yes, dear?
Why is your ear all black?
Thank you, Sidney Grapple, for your excellent impression of Sean Connery. I believe the KGB are waiting outside, dear. That's a compliment. Now, our old friend Sexton Tweddle has brought along his trombone, and in keeping with the spirit of the concert, he has tied a sprig of heather to the slide. Well done, Sexton.
Ridiculous.
Perhaps he thinks it will bring him luck and he'll hit the right note. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sexton Tweddle with Scotland the Brave.
Thank you.
For Scotland the brave. Brave indeed.
And so were we.
All right, Maureen.
Yes, thank you. I'll have a lot of whiskey, please.
Yes. Well, now, Miss Findlay, headmistress of Saxon Girls High, has once again put pen to paper. And as usual, she has asked me to read her poem, which is entitled North of the Border Down Socky Hallway. I will, of course, on this occasion be accompanied by Saxon Trestle's own Jimmy Shand, Dr. Evadne Hint. Scotland, Scotland, praise to thee. Bounteous born of bluebells and bats and buttered bannocks, old land where every tart is Scot. Boasts of his grampians. Of which the tall men Nemesis the king, and down whose slopes the streams of pottage dance. Oh, bonny Dun, upon thy banks and braes the haggis builds his nest. With greeting call he serenades his bonny lassie in the glen. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay! Make it a large one this time.
Hail to Caledonia, fount of famous figures in thy checkered history. Of Charlie, Bonnie Prince, and Robert Bruce, James Watt and Robert Burns, Livingstone and Stevenson, Jock Stein and Moira Anderson. Harry Lauder, Scottish knight, with swirling, twirling, curling, kilt, and stockings tickling jock. Oh, bloody scenes of battles bold, of Preston, Pans, and Bannockburn, and Hampden Park, and Ibrox. Salute, salute to Scotia, where the flying crummocks play, and the Michaelmax Muckle and the Hammer, Balak Lewis, Kirkcudbright, Pacman, and Ethel Beckham. 4-4-4 and East 5-5, and that's young. Monarch of the Glen and Highland Cattle, Staggart Bay. A booby cries, a woe begone, farewell. And bagpipe skirl, a Pibroch in the tropics. Oh, Scotland, I will love thee till whiskey fills gang dry. We slip it to the misty, it's a moonlit nick to nick. Oi! Yes, all very moving.
And so are some of the audience, Dan.
That's my wee girl. I think it's called for another drink.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid the vicar is unable to entertain us with his card tricks because he sprained his wrist attempting a triple bob on the bell rope. Whatever matters. So, we come to the end of our show with our personal tribute to our Scottish visitor, dear Maureen, who I'm sure by now is rather homesick. Yes. And anxious to leave for Scotland.
Hear, hear.
So for Maureen, we would like to sing our Scottish medley.
In the body, beat a body, coming through the rye. In the body, beat a body, hear the body cry. Every lady has a lady, feel the body cry. Coming through the line. Roaming in the morning, I'm on the back of line. Roaming in the morning, we are letting I the fine. When that has got to rest, and find the line of best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the morning. Roaming in the morning, I'm on the back of line. Roaming in the morning, we are I'm a sign, if someone's got to say, can't find the right of it. Oh. my head over yonder in the shaling by the bar. I can see the cozy ingle and the mist upon the brae, where joy and sadness mingle as I lift an old world lay. And it's all that I'm longing for my angel. So the wee wife, 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 the wee wife,